All right, welcome to PRQ. PRQ is here. Thank you so much for coming in to another call with us, and thank you for the projects submitted this past few days. Angel Airways, you're getting some traction. Very interesting. Radio station Lightwave, very nice. Thank you very much. And the other one I wanted to call out to is Gardening and Trading Post. And I think you, and this is out of Wisconsin, that one looks really, really ideal for most of us. We have the Unstoppable Love gals on the call too right now, but I told them they have to stay muted, so they're just going to eavesdrop. Anyway, so they're all muted right now. In fact, I called them mutes. But we will take calls today, and we can coalesce with the Unstoppable Love girls if they would unmute.
IQ.
You guys are so cool. You guys are so cool to come with me. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks for inviting us.
I wanted to be on your show, and so now I'm on your show.
You were on our show a little. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And Mermaid told me straight up, she goes, you know you're supposed to. I go, I don't know which one it is. I'm like, so I behind the scenes, you get a little behind the scenes. And it was so beautiful where we are. We just, our hearts didn't want to leave each other where we were at that moment. So that's how it works. Okay, what did I miss on your show? I feel you had an agenda, although I know you two, to really let it flow.
Yeah.
And so you wouldn't really care if I was there or not, but was there some plan to, you know, explore information with me or otherwise?
Well, Zosha, do you mind?
Please go, Lauren.
So we were really interested in Dolphin-assisted birthing, the birthing process. And
Hang on. Some of the people listening don't know what we're talking about. Your show is before my shows every other week called
Unstoppable Love.
Okay, good. All right, forgive me. Keep going.
And we also have a second hour the opposite week at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, they'll be bored of you by then, so they're not going to show up. Okay, go ahead.
It's a debrief. It's a breakdown of Q and what Q said.
I can only say, like, anyway, speak to me. I want to hear this.
Okay. Lauren. So Zosha and I were just unpacking what we have learned and discovered and remembered about birthing, dolphin-assisted birthing, what the dolphins do and how they interact with the mother during the birthing process. Mm-hmm. And just thought it was so beautiful and wanted to explore that. And also, Zosha, you mentioned...
Yeah, because you weren't there, Q, I got to speak about my birthing experience. I tried to keep it, you know, low key and not visual.
I wasn't in the conversation, but let's just summarize. Bad design, huh? Bad design.
Yep.
We can do better, can't we?
Yeah. Yes, we can. So we'd love to hear what the birthing, pregnancy, and birthing process looks like going forward. Keep going, Lauren. There isn't more.
Yes. And I just, it's so interesting, this book that I got on dolphins and birthing and just exploring and talking about that more, what the dolphins do as the mother goes into labor, how they create like a natural vortex around mommy and the pain disappears, the fear goes away, and what's actually happening during that process. And afterwards, the child is basically calmer, less argumentative. So the effects of the dolphin assisted birthing, we love that. And so that was what we went into. And we also
it was brilliant.
It was so much fun. And then Zosha, just synchronicity. You know, we're talking about, you mentioned on some of the calls about your rememberings with Mexico and Mermaid as well. And then in this book that I was looking at yesterday, I was talking to you about ISIS. And then you mentioned, you know, your knowings with Egypt and what ISIS represents.
And her connection to Mary.
And connection to Mary. And then also we were talking about, we were, if we had time, we were going to go into the dolphins in Chichen Itza and the history there. So that was, yeah, that's what we were talking about. How does that sound?
Well, that was a light show, I see. yeah, it is our passion to, you know, initiate the true authentic self before procreation is where we always want to start. So we're talking about birthing, but something had to happen before birth, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay. So how are we partnering up in our how we recognize each other as infants is usually our model in most cases. So a five-year-old can truly find unity with another five-year-old much easier than a 30-year-old can if you just put them all on the playground. Prisons are actually a good simulation of that because you've pinned them in and they're only going to, you know, you're going to gravitate to, you know, like individuals. So if we're going to procreate with lust and these desires that are not true to the spirit, then we're going to keep reestablishing this population and or lack of stability, I'd say. And so it goes right on to, you know, your question, what are we going to look like going down the road? I'd like you to ask me the question one more time to make sure I'm on topic, but to me, it looks like, what are we going to look like 100 years from now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or even in 20 years, if you could break it down in maybe a more imminent.
Yeah. I'm hopeful because of, you know, what we're doing right now, but you can change the question up a little bit so I would understand it better too. So sometimes I see the information, but I don't know how to explain it in the English language and or I'm bound by the English language. Forgive me.
Saoirse, do you mind if I mention about what Melania said about, do you mind if I mention that?
Go fish.
Fish. That's where we're at. Huh?
Yeah.
Now I'll talk about dolphins all you want, but they're actually proving to us how we're supposed to be is the short version.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Lauren, just to weave into Q's piece about the procreation, what does it look like when two light beings come together to produce from that state of love? What does it then look like, pregnancy and then childbirth? So go ahead, Lauren.
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful, Saoirse. So two things, Q. Excuse me. The first one was, I remember watching Melania on, she was doing an interview on Fox News and there was an audience she was taking questions. And one of the audience members asked her, you know, what advice would you have for mothers? And I'm paraphrasing here, so don't quote me, but the essence of her message was doing your inner work before, right? It's what we're all doing as individuals before we do, you know, merge in that sense to co-create. So that was just the beautiful, her response. So that they have that piece. And then we have the other piece that if we, you know, if it falls in line with this, you know, Mermaid mentioned where are the men, you know, where are the men? And so I know the men that they are thirsty for this. They want to know. And so I've heard some of the men say, you know, oh, I noticed how you can really feel into things and I don't have that, so to speak. So how do you do that? How do you tap into that? So, if you're inspired to talk about that, Q, I would love to hear it.
So that was four questions, Q.
Yeah, it's just a little bit.
I don't know. VBS, I think I can do this. I think I can do this. Can we put line two on, Kelly from Oregon? Comments on the masculine feminine energy. Kelly, are you there?
IQ.
Hi. I can't take too much flirting. I already have two on the hook.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
This is teed up so perfect. It's what you were just angel. Saying, Lauren. Hi, Angel. Yeah. just the whole notion of men wanting, or the masculine wanting to know how. And it's so simple because, Q, you've been teaching us for so long, or actually you're an example of it. And I've been trying to working at doing it myself, and I know how it feels. And it comes down to questions, as you've stated, are a demonstration of love. And so when you come from a curiosity standpoint, just wanting to know more about a person or anything, to just know more about women or the feminine in general, doesn't it kind of go back to just questions like you've been showing us, Q?
Yeah, great job. And I'm doing my best to make it super simple that if we're not in peace energy, doesn't really matter male or female, then we know something's affecting us, whether that's the past or any other emotion that comes from something you experience. So 5 minutes ago is the past, guys. Women are really good at forgetting the past. Not the women I know, but it is my show, girl. So no, but you see where I'm going with this.
That was funny.
Okay. To train for this job. Anyway, so if I could help balance our understanding of ourselves, it would probably be just stop thinking during situational experiences. So can you stop thinking when someone slaps you in the face? Pretty tough to do, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you get to look at, why did I hang out with someone that could slap me in the face? Is my suggestion where we're going. Now, I know what we look like 100 years from now. And I was just telling the mermaid, but I have no idea how we're going to get there, because we're all participating together now. I guarantee you that we're going to get so smart and so aware of everything. There's nothing to hide anymore. And it's unbelievably clear to our peace. It is fabulous to know everything about everything and then participate with it. Try that one on. Now you realize how easy it is to find love in partnerships and groups. Great, great collaboration groups, and not have ego. It's unbelievable. That's where you all are going. That's where you're all going. There's no secrets anymore. Imagine that, everyone. Mm-hmm. Forgot I was on a radio show. Sorry, everyone. Thank you for the call. Do you have any other questions?
No, I just wanted to get a confirmation from you that you're going to be on my show next Saturday. Connect with Kelly at 8 a.m. Pacific time.
What time? You've got to be kidding.
Well, maybe I should say 10 a.m. Central. Does that feel better?
I'll let the BBS guys remind me, if you don't mind. They're the only thing that keep me alive here on this these things. So.
They got me. They got me covered. He'll help you.
I'm gonna work really hard to do this, because I really love what you're doing, and I want to be of some kind of help, we assume.
I would love that. Thank you so much. And thank you, beautiful, beautiful Lauren and Zosha. I love you guys.
We love you, Kelly.
Okay, beautiful Kelly. Day. All right. Thanks for the call, Kelly. Yeah, those are always high-end questions from her, wouldn't you say, you two?
Absolutely.
That's right.
So I want to keep on dialogue with what you all wanted to accomplish on your show with me. So can you keep feeding me so I can stay?
Yeah. Can I say something?
On focus? Sorry.
Yeah. Can I follow up to something Kelly said? And she said, when you ask questions about masculine, when you ask questions, it demonstrates love. And I felt that's also what you have discussed with perfect attention. It's really in your peaceful presence that you're perfectly attentive.
Yeah. I walk down the street and fall in love every day with someone who's really paying attention to me, really wants to know how I feel from an authentic point of view. It doesn't mean I'm going to spend any more than 5 minutes with them, but we are usually at a perfect peace point when we interact with people. And if you can find another person with me, you are in a state of peace, what you're calling love. So love's a really funny word. It's a phony word, but your peace with another person that you feel through your heart is what we want or desire to remind you of. It's tricky, isn't it?
Which ties into what Lauren asked as well, and we discussed at the end of the show, is you said women have an easier time to really feel that in their hearts. So what advice do you have for the men who are really looking to
the men need to get bigger nipples. Now at the beginning of the show, I knew I could get you guys to mute, and you did have to mute. So that's what I'm going for. We're not kidding. The PRQ comedy show is on the books as a project. So
I can't wait.
We're like, if we could do a spiritual road show, we think that's the only way. If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out big, you know? And so anyway,
if anyone missed the conversation earlier in the previous show, we can catch the last 15 minutes with Cheeks. That's your project. Yeah. It's funny. It's what you're saying.
Yeah. Anyway, so
men in their heart.
It's just so fun to explore. You'll have to ask me again because I can't even remember the question.
How do the women have an easier time living from their heart, that feeling state?
Oh yeah.
How do men?
Oh yeah.
Nipples.
Got it.
Okay. Segway.
Sorry. Anyway, that's also a good clue for everyone. You probably have to remind me again. So we don't have memory like most people. And everyone's going to think that's weird. We have no memory whatsoever. You can pull one over on us anytime. Like, oh, it's you again. You're the wolf that killed my mother. It's no problem for us to forget. The men will, this type. So again, this is a type of human that has multiple different delineations of connection with spirit. So don't standardize my statement. But for the most part, men can't see the truth as quickly as women because they have a knee-jerk reaction for saving someone, protecting someone, and so forth when they hear information instead of feeling information. So it's a very, very short version for the gross summary. Well, women feel the information truer, quicker, and then react in most cases. And there's exceptions to that statement. But so we're instantly going to defend you as an example, and you're instantly going to understand things. And that's why you see these contracts and marriage and so forth. I'm the man. That's just one of the models that we represent in the masculine form. And then the women's are the nurturers. So that instantly tells you, you don't have to listen to my words. You can see the nurturers just can feel more, and the axe bearers, they are really good at not listening more because they don't use their heart.
And in 100 years, what does that look like? It's balanced?
I'm doing my best. Okay.
You are doing your best. Thank you.
I mean, to explain it, to start feeling your decisions instead of telling people what you are, where you are, how you are is the best I've done so far with most males I work with. How, are you telling me or are you asking me? And I get a lot of, you know, heavy conversation with males that have no idea what I just said. So what is it you want to tell me sometimes does not resonate with most males. They just keep telling me and telling me to do it and like it, you're a thing. So that's pretty much where the male ego is. Do it, like it. We'll get it to you when we want to. They do not care about you. They only care about the rules they've indoctrinated and so forth. Okay, so those rules blend into their relationships too. The processing of information, how they look at the world. And so the solution is always going to be slowing down. Men's minds go really fast. I guarantee in a construction company, the biggest chatty Cathys in a construction company are all the men. They're on the, it, so that's pretty been pretty common dialogue, is they just can't slow the mind down. Next question, please. I love this.
It's be it. Go ahead, Lauren.
Excuse me. So Q, for the men, so what do you feel the solution is for, you know, the men, they want to kind of catch up to the women, so to speak, I feel, or try, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what do you feel the solution is? Like, what can we do? How can we help with this?
More mouth hugs. All I know. It's not going over well at my house. Anyway, I'd say, can I get a mouth hug? I mean, where?
You too have to figure it
said,
out.
I said where. On you. I didn't say if. I said where. Okay.
I love it.
Anyway. That definitely got BBS there. That one got it. That's for sure. Okay. Yeah, the joy, you know, my study so far in the multiple individuals, be honest, the joy in simple times isn't, we need it, the male, this type of male looks like it needs a lot of excitement that is not very exciting. And they're quite convinced it's exciting. And I'm not talking exclusively the Western world either. So why are we not more passive as men? Why are we not more like a lion, as an example, dedicated to take care of all the lionesses? For God's sake, they're out hunting, right? Maybe not the greatest analogy, but why are we so docile when we're animals compared to when we're humans? I'm a constant study of it in this type of human. We've forgotten what it's like to be more mature. Mermaid suggested we, you know, always talk about, I think I have it here somewhere. Where did that separation happen? We always want to explore the separation part from the light because we know you can get it back, but how many generations does it take? Or we're always exploring, can we do it in one generation if there was not ascension to help us? And so that you're on the right track. You're seeing it because you both can see so much more now compared to whenever. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then BBS, my chat screen's frozen. So if there's anything on your end, help me out there. I didn't mind taking some calls, but I'm not able to see the rest of the board. I guess the opportunity is what you're doing. You're talking a different language to all these people.
Yeah, started to realize that. How would you describe the different languages? Just, I mean, it's what in some ways a reflection of you and Mermaid. Is that what you'd say, the different languages?
We're just not the same as we used to be. It's my encouragement to prove to you all that you're going through huge changes. You're feeling so much more. Well, you just know more. Feeling is knowing.
Well, can I ask you a quick question?
No.
Oh, come on now.
What is it? All these questions.
So the men are more visual, right? Mm-hmm. And the women, we need that foreplay, that romance. So how do you see that? Is it just more of the balancing of the energies? Is that just the way this version of human is programmed?
Yeah, so I disagree with that statement. I believe we don't allow the space for one another. And then we have that identity, which you say visual versus more adept. I'm saying we could actually teach being present with another being is what we're missing from childhood on.
That is beautiful. Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, and so presence is really powerful. And over all the relationship one-on-ones I've done for years with, and you know, learning from Lucia how she examines people and so forth, and is one with them, not examines them, I should say. I realized I needed to do. It was not my cup of tea because I need to really hold their hand to see that presence. You have to really be present to be present. And it goes in degrees that are through the roof. So when you're really taking care, and where I ended up with most relationships, I want you to go sit on the park bench in Nowhereville, and I want you to look each other in the eye for 10 minutes. I know you've heard me say it. Now, when you are not connected, 10 minutes is like 27 hours. Get me out of here. She's scary. She actually feels me. Okay. Okay. And vice versa. So intention is what I suggest to all men. Do I really care? Because women can see if you're full of garbage. And they're helping us. That's why they're mothers. And that enables, and this would come from the mermaid's mouth too. She'd say, if you would just let us love you and let your vulnerabilities down, I'd have a chance to connect with you. Just let go. Just let go. In most cases, that's how you men get another, you know, shot at this whole process. Do you think I made any help?
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. I think that's true. And it's almost, I love that you just said what Mermaid said, just, you know, let your guard down in a sense.
You just have to go cheeky, you know, just have to go cheeky. Thinking, you know, does this really matter?
Well, your cafe would start the conversation.
They're going to see him eventually anyway. So you might as well just start right there.
Just put it on the line. Put it all on the line.
What's the problem? It's just it's over right from the day one.
And maybe would you say there could be a fear of being hit, right? And if you are, so what? You just learned something, maybe.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I remember, Mermaid. You're quite a confident man. 5 minutes into our relationship, I go, I just want to get it over with.
See, you're the best advisor.
I just go, let's just do this. This is me. And and what are you waiting for, by the way? So
and it seems to work out, right? You are the teachers.
It's just it is super simple for males if they would just let go. I mean, that would be my gross summary. I don't believe that standard for every male, but you can actually see politically why they would try and create a transgender system, create that loving confusion. See how good they are? Mm. Now you're confused about letting go of what you are, where you are, and how you are. You're tricked now. I'm just shocked that people, you know, don't take care of, you know, the body they picked. And I'm sympathetic too when they're confused in the body that they've chosen. I'm something both ways, but wouldn't we just live out our physical being and when you've had billions and billions of lives. Didn't expect to go down that topic, but anyway, sorry, folks, I'm not gonna be able to take calls today. This chat room is not populating, but we do have entertainment.
Go ahead and read them aloud to you if you want me to.
Do you want?
Oh, cute. Okay. I see one. Can I pick one?
Do you see one that looks fun?
I see one that looks really fun.
Okay, go for it.
Kevin from Florida on line one is thinking of hosting their own show on masculinity with a friend and would like to hear your thoughts.
Don't let Kevin tell any jokes is my thought.
Synchronicity. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
No jokes.
Hi, Zosia. Oh, my God.
Hey, brother Kevin.
How are you doing? Long time no hear from. Well, we haven't talked in a long time. You doing okay?
We're doing great. Meet our friend Q.
Q?
First time caller. First time caller. Here we go.
First time caller.
I saw the message. Yeah, I can. And I saw the message, but it disappeared on me. But it looks like you're thinking about another show. Is that what I understand?
I am Q. And is John from Eastern Canada also in the queue there for telephone?
He's not.
Is he in there?
No,
he's not.
According
okay.
to BBS. Yeah, so what are you thinking? How would you get us organized on a line? What do you think?
All right, Q, I am so excited. I'm so excited. All right, so I really, last week you were talking to Sunshine, you know, and Aloha, and you asked them about how you could get in touch with more men, and then just a few moments ago, you guys have been talking about that as well, and I just wanted to say that the men have arrived, and John from Eastern Canada and myself are very passionate about creating and hosting our own show on BBS, and we'd very much like to basically talk about men and masculinity and spirituality, and especially with the Q teachings and information that you provide and the guidance. And the show, you know, obviously is for everyone, men and women both, but I really would kind of like to try to get the men more involved and relaxed and see if they would be comfortable with talking to a male host. I don't know. Not to say that you're not a male host, Q. I know you are, but I'm just saying, you know, get some, a lot of our hosts, it seems like, that are females, which is awesome, wonderful, love them, but I'd like to incorporate some men, manly men in there and get some perspectives. We've already decided on a title for the show, and I kind of wanted to throw this at you and see what you think about this. A Cumin Perspective. Did you hear that?
I heard.
Now let's hold you right there. Okay. Now be patient with the material. Hang on a second. All right, ladies.
Woohoo! Okay, finally!
Ladies. Woo! Ladies. Now see how the male works. It wants to get something. It's excited about the topic. Hang on. I'll be right back to you, Kevin. Just hang on. See how excited it is? It wants to get something done. It's going to build something. It's going to go get it done is what males do here. Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then when we fail, you still love us.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, as an example, just things like that. So, Kevin, you see how intense the energy is when you say, I want to build this thing? It's really perfect. That's our power. I can't wait to go do this thing is how we take care of our clubhouse, take care of our tribe, take care of our flock. It's to be honored and brilliant. Thank you for working so hard to do something that you're passionate about.
Well, thank you. Yes, I am very excited. Now my heart is bursting with excitement in doing this. You know, hopefully we can get in contact and touch with the men's side and explore the men's perspective of things. My mind is also saying, ooh, shit, I'm out of my comfort zone. I'm kind of scared here. I'm not sure if I'm you know, going to be able to do this? What if I get embarrassed? You know, so there's a lot of mind energy inside here that I am fighting off, because my heart energy is a lot more, has a lot more power than the mind does. So I am basically kicking my mind's butt and saying, stop thinking that stuff, because you're going to do just fine. You've got people who love you, who are around you, who can do this. John is going to be the co-host with me, and John's got a lot of wonderful perspectives, and we're just both really excited about doing this. And, you know, we'd like to actually have an open format, you know, call-ins for the men, apparently, and also have guests on the show. Yourself very much. We'd very much like to invite you and Mermaid, you know, for the kickoff, if you will. And interestingly enough, the show will be on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern time, opposite of Connecting with Kelly, who was just on with you a few moments ago. So that was quite synchronistic as well. So
yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. So I need to take a deep breath.
Good job, Kevin. Really good job. You have to really examine those kind of decisions. It's really fun. It's like, no, I actually feel like doing that. I'll do it.
I want to step out of the comfort zone. Yeah. So, you know, and I also want to provide a service to the men in the audience. So that's kind of my desire.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And Del Carey, I can't wait to get her some advances. We're getting close here, so not to create false hope, but you can see things unfolding in front of your eyes, I assume, now. And Kevin, thank you for the call. I was going to get back to the girls here on a couple of things.
All right. Nice to talk to you, Q. Much love to you, and also Lauren and Zosia. Love you guys very much.
Love you,
take
Kevin.
Care of yourself,
love
okay?
You, Kevin.
Much love to you. Much love to you. All right. So, so that's a pretty good example there, wouldn't you say, ladies?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin has a big heart.
Yeah. So now when you have that strong of energetics, it comes across through the expression of a strong personality. So in most cases, the personality is not the same as your root personality. So we have a lot of epigenetic personality. You can study a lot of people who can control their emotions when they talk, and others like me do not. So it's tricky to see, you know, your heart speaking from someone, watching their heart speak versus their mind speaking. And this is very understood that the males carry more weight on that side. Not to say that a lot of women don't, but you can see it kind of a bit of a pattern there with male and female. We got to get these guys making sure they measure the wood accurately so they can build a house, and then you guys, I got to make sure there's a nice warm bed to sleep in. Our true personalities aren't really any bigger story than that. And that, but we're in a modern society, and these aren't absolutes for you or anybody else. But if you look at the patterns of our lives, you can see that most of us really just want to have peace and comfort and don't really care about anything outside of ourselves, like toys and cars. And we just want to be hugged. All of us just want pure love at the end of the day, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
And you know what? When I trip on the front door, you're just going to sit there and hug me.
That's right.
Exactly. That's just like, it's never going to change. I don't care what happens to you. You're still going to be right there for me, endlessly.
Endlessly, yes.
That's right. That's right. And like to what Kevin said, he's like, oh, what if I, you know, just that. You know, and I'm like, we love you. I wanted to say to Kevin, we love you. We're going to be right there with you. And no matter what, we still love you.
Yeah, there's really no examination of So when you look at peace energy and love, if you like that word instead, you'll notice that there's no deliberation about it. Mm-hmm. You don't negotiate. You don't have to ask somebody if they love you when you're in that situation of being in pure peace with another person. It's fascinating. Everyone's had it in a relationship. Now, Mermaid and I, we work very hard. Are we going to be able to sustain it day in and day out? That would be our definition of ascension. Can you do it every day, going out in public, staying in business? Will these people, why do people, as an example, not love you when you go to purchase something? Mm-hmm. Or that's a very huge, huge day for me. If I buy something from them and the person's not present.
I say something too, Q. I stopped when you said just stop. I even stopped relationships at a coffee shop.
Because, absolutely.
Yeah. Just, I'm not going to go here for this business. They're so mean. I'll give it another chance and another chance and then engage as much as I can. They're not present. So I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah. A lot of our relationships are coming clear now, and I love it. And this is great. Any other questions, ladies? I really love talking to you guys. Mm-hmm. What else did I miss on your show other than envisioning what my outfit's going to look like at Cheekies?
We have ideas for you. We have ideas, but we don't want to jump on your project. So you've got to go with your teammate.
We've already settled up. We've already settled on, you know, we're going to do chaps and cowboy boots. You already know. Chaps and cowboy boots. We're just going to do it. We all hate cowboy music, but we're going to do the outfit.
A lot of ladies love the cowboy music.
All right. I'm listening. I'm listening.
Well, you have your songs too. Clients. I haven't heard you sing cowboy. Do you have a cowboy song you want to sing or a song?
Absolutely not. No? There's no way I'm fessing up to who I was as a country singer.
Ah, there's
I'm going to let that one. There's definitely one.
I could name a name, although it's modern. It's a modern one.
You want to take a guess? You want to take a guess?
Well, it's a modern person I found listening. Yeah. He actually sounds
better not be the one I think. Better not be the one I think.
Okay. You'll see.
I got busted recently. So I gotta hear this one.
Okay. He's a little bit of Elvis. He's a little, has a country twang in it and a little bit of, I forget his name, the gentleman who sang to the prison. Oh, what's his name?
Johnny Cash.
Thank you. So the name is Red Clay Stray. Red Clay Stray.
There's some people eating that up. I'm not going to commit to you. I will give you a clue though.
I'm ready.
I'll give you a clue. A guy who sang songs in the movie Smokey and the Bandit. I'll give you a clue there.
Yeah. Wait, I love that show. Wait, who sang
that? Now, if you can find,
we know you're the couple.
I got to be cool now. Yeah, how do you guys know that?
You shared it once.
Did I really?
Yeah, you did.
Idiot.
And then it was more fun to watch the movie knowing it was you two. And of course, he's hysterical. He actually, I really feel you very strongly through him.
I still call her Frog. Still call her Frog.
Couldn't believe the flying nuns in front of us.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's almost like Don Rickles, just incredible. Just
So you're not going to answer mine? Do you know who I'm talking
trying.
About?
No, I'm
Red
not.
Clay Strays.
I'm avoiding that one.
It so has Elvis in it and Johnny. It's really, it's a combination.
Okay. I'm not, the reason I'm not doing it is for the fanfare can get out of hand here.
Okay.
So I like it if you would tell me.
Yes, it's you. It is you.
How do you know?
I just know because all of your personalities come through and it just came across me.
Okay, so let's test it out. Let's see how good you are. So you can feel the energy in another person is what you're saying, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So go ahead and get a Kris Kristofferson album.
Oh.
and nope. see if that's me or not.
Okay.
Or we can do this every week if you want.
Let's do it.
And you know, that's of course what my passion is I love proofing the reincarnation system is garbage. We're being duped. Mm-hmm. And I want to help. And the project PRQ here, this show, is all about that. Let's just do something that's really fun. Like Cheekies.
Exactly. Well, the music helps also sharing the identities for someone like myself who, mm-hmm. My third grade teacher didn't pick me for the chorus. So that stuck on me that I couldn't sing.
I'm doing squats right now.
Yay. Perfect. And I'm practicing singing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll make a duo. But yeah. So it's really interesting when things come across my way and mm-hmm. then I feel it. So it's almost helped me tune in to that deeper feeling mm-hmm. of you or myself or others. Lauren, you shared Mermaid. It's very helpful when you do share some personalities because I was determined to find my own that I hadn't heard of before. And I don't know. It's so fun. I had another name too as a young singer. I won't share it. I won't put you on the spot. But I'm like, that is Q. That is Q. I just know it's Q.
Now, what's really cool, and I've done this to so many people. So I know you in another body, and I'm dying to tell you who it is. And I'm not going to do it because I would break all of my oath that if you don't know, you don't know. I can't. I don't want to install beliefs into your head. I would rather your knowledge figure out that you know me from somewhere else.
I know one of the other bodies that I hadn't shared. I could share the name. If I shared the name, would you tell me if it's right?
I would. Wait a minute. We're on the radio.
I said it. I said it. Did I get it right? Is it Brooke?
So now you know it's true, correct?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Like there's, you don't need a biography, but you know it's true, correct?
100%, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how do we teach people that how you know that you know that I know that you know?
Oh, that's good. It's really... It's going slow. It's feeling, it's for me, really had to feel my spirit to then recognize a match. I didn't try, but I observed for me little breadcrumbs. I'd hear the name like, huh, that's funny. She's back in my purview again. And then I'd just follow it up and I'd listen and I'd feel, not in a hard trying way. And then just feel, and then it just like, oh my gosh, I know Q through her.
The show's called Unstoppable Love.
Yes.
It never stops, does it?
No, it never stops.
Even if we forgot who we were, the love just never stops. If it's just unstoppable. It's just the light does not ever have forgiveness. It just keeps going. It just keeps going.
It's incredible. It's really incredible when that came to me and there were others too, but when that came to me, I look back in my life to see how she kept coming into my life. I had a strong connection to her. I loved her. She was so wholesome out of all of that industry. So whole, and it just kept reviewing. She's back in my life again. Names, all of these things for people, if they're looking, look at the clues, the breadcrumbs in your life.
Yeah. And then you can kind of see my little game here when people ask me questions like, yes. I know how you got it. Yeah. I know you listened. Like, so what's the perfect? I'm like, well, I was going to say Lauren and Zosha, but I can't do that because that would be, no one likes a suck up. So anyway,
I love suck ups. That probably sounded weird.
I hadn't thought about that. I mean, that might be something. Okay. I could do that. Okay. Anyway.
How do I know you know it was her?
The best way, I'm doing my best to coach everyone on this, is if you, so these radios are distorted in my true harmonics. So this is not the tone of my voice you're listening to. It's close, but once you went digital, it's going to change the tones and pitches. But the energy behind my voice, you know it's me, mm-hmm. and I know it's you. Once we get recalibrated, I'd say, to our light, that helps us make those relationships a lot cleaner. So you wouldn't even ask this question where we come from. It's not even relative to where we come from. Because you do this instantly where you come from. Now you're like, why do I know this guy's voice? How come I know her voice? Et cetera, et cetera. So the harmonics from the transmissions is what we'll get used to using as our natural communication tools, like you started the show regarding dolphins. There's no denying our love and care for each other. Not getting any chat messages from the gang. Sorry, BBS and the callers. But I'm pretty sure I usually get gaffed about now. Ladies, can you see?
About a minute.
It says 1 minute left.
1 minute left.
They're such liars. Anyway, I love you guys so much. I can't wait to do this again.
So much. Yeah,
you'll
be
BBS
with us
Radio.
In 2 weeks.
Will you come back in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
I will. I'll do my best to be on time. And thank you, BBS Radio, for the people.space. And thank you, Unstoppable Love, for joining me today and carrying me in the PRQ team. Good day, everyone. Good day. See you next week.